Amid the chaos and confusion in Iraq, the emphasis of the U.S. military there has shifted toward keeping the peace. Today, hundreds of Iraqi police returned to their jobs directing traffic and patrolling streets. But the brunt of the responsibility for restoring order remains with U.S. forces. Last week, U.S. military personnel fired on protesters in the central Iraqi town of Fallujah, killing more than a dozen people in two separate incidents. Scott Feil is a retired Army colonel who served in the 1991 Persian Gulf War and has worked on post-conflict security policy. He says in many ways, combat soldiers are not prepared for this job.
As a rule, policing and post-conflict reconstruction sort of security tasks are often considered a lesser included case of normal combat functions. And so it's something that the military addresses, but is not what I think today's military and certainly the administration thinks is a core competency.
What kinds of skills are needed for this kind of work, and who should be doing it?
The range of skills actually spans the security gap that exists between what I think most citizens would consider to be normal policing, prevention of random crime, acts of violence, those sorts of things, and traditional military roles, which are oriented on organized, identifiable groups with special weapons and capabilities. That security gap requires a set of skills that are more than normal policing, but are less than what one would consider a traditional military role.
But if it's known that there's going to be a period following combat where there's going to be some kind of a security is going to be very important, some kind of policing is going to be necessary, why aren't the troops who are there now trained and equipped with those kinds of skills?
Transitioning to a post-conflict security mode requires a change in sort of the rules of engagement, a change in the modes of behavior that quite honestly have to be refined and have to be brought to the fore in terms of what soldiers are thinking about. It requires a significant amount of mental agility. That requires a different response.
Well, let me ask you, sure. Are there existing rules of engagement or something like rules of engagement that are in place at this point?
Absolutely.
And what are they?
The rules of engagement in combat are much more proactive, if you will. The waiting time between receiving information or intelligence and the response of the unit is as short as possible. I've heard some analysts talk about the fact that police operate not on rules of engagement, but on rules of contact, how to contact the populace. It is the idea that there is a different set of capabilities that need to be brought to bear in those situations.
Now, I know you have worked on a project that is developing or proposing the idea of something called, I think, a mid-grade policing force in these kinds of situations.
Well, we had two proposals. One of them was for generating a police reserve, and it would be organized, trained, and equipped for these sorts of things. The second one is an integrated security support force that would follow traditional military forces, but they would have a span of capabilities in terms of intelligence and evidence gathering and investigations, being trained in SWAT team tactics, crowd observation tactics and techniques, and then couple that with the ability to target and, if you will, move into a crowd with the appropriate equipment, not Bradleys and tanks and armored Humvees, but with foot policemen that are armed with shields and batons and sidearms and snatch the agitators and the perpetrators. Those are a set of special unit capabilities, if you will, and training techniques that, quite honestly, the military today has felt is not part of their core competency.
Well, given that such a force doesn't exist at this point, what can be done in Iraq at this moment with what exists at this time?
Well, the units that are deploying in, and you have to remember that that most of the mid-grade officers and leaders in today's army have served at least one tour in the Balkans, Haiti, et cetera. And so they're familiar with peacekeeping. So there's some institutional memory there, and they know how to organize and employ their units to achieve the appropriate level of security.
Scott Feil is a retired Army colonel. Thanks so much, Colonel Feil.
Oh, thank you, Lynn.